thimerosal. So basically, if you just took mercury and put it in a vat, let's say a solution, it wouldn't disperse throughout the solution. It would kind of just drop down to the bottom and sink, or depending on the molecular weight of the other solution, it's just going to kind of just go in there and sit. So what they ended up doing was mixing it with thiosalicylate, which allows it to kind of disperse throughout the entire solution. And it was invented clear back in the late 1920s, and it was originally invented to be, it was pre-antibiotics. So they were kind of testing it from the standpoint of, oh, maybe we can inject this into people and it'll kill, bacteria and stuff that antibiotics are now used for. And when that failed miserably, they kind of scrambled around and they're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We spent all this money on testing and we've got this product and, a lot of money was put forth. And at the last minute, they kind of said, oh, well, let's try it as a preservative. And, it wasn't even designed to be what it's used for. It's been used for decades without any proper safety testing. It's pre-FDA and, or when FDA had authority over it, let's say. And they did do one independent third-party study on 22 terminally ill meningitis patients, and all of the patients died, and there's a lot of speculation. Did they die of the meningitis or did they die of the thimerosal exposures they were getting? And there was no autopsies done, so we don't know one way or the other, but the fact is they all ended up dying. And to this day, that's the only safety test ever done on thimerosal. This was back in 29, around 30. And then it was introduced into childhood vaccines as a preservative in 31. And it's been there ever since. And a lot of people think that thimerosal ethyl mercury is the safe form of mercury, and that's kind of what the CDC and Big Pharma loves to say, and they've been saying it for 10 years, but the science has matured and developed over the last 10 years, and thimerosal ethyl mercury, that is ultimately what thimerosal is, 50% ethyl mercury, is much more dangerous than methyl that you see in fish. They say the opposite. Their exact words are actually, ethyl mercury is the safe form of mercury, and it's not neurotoxic like methyl mercury. And the studies have been done. We've got just bare studies on thimerosal versus methyl, and that find thimerosal is 50 times more toxic than methyl mercury. And at less exposures, it's far more than 50 times more toxic. And not only that, it shows that ethyl, once in the brain, they both go readily across the blood-brain barrier into the brain, but ethyl deethylates into the inorganic form much faster than methyl demethylates. And the inorganic form that it converts to is the form that cannot cross back out through that blood-brain barrier. So it locks in. Ethyl is the form that accumulates in the brain. So, it is far more dangerous than methyl, yet they've, for years and years and years, have been saying it's a safe form. And we really need to overturn that message because the science is there now to show how incredibly dangerous this is. And we cannot be injecting this into people. And to this day, 51 million flu shots, just this flu season alone, contain the full 25 micrograms of mercury given to babies, pregnant women, and everyone else, adults and old people, older people. And it's, the two fallacies out there are mercury's been removed, the autism rates keep going up, and that ethyl isn't dangerous like methyl. I already talked about ethyl versus methyl, but the fact that mercury, first of all, it hasn't been removed like they claim. It's worse than ever because now we're giving it to a developing fetus who has no ability to excrete it. Where a 10-pound baby has some ability to excrete it. They're producing bile, they're urinating, growing hair, sweating. They have some ability to excrete it. Now you're hitting the most susceptible of them all, and that's developing fetuses. However, the latest autism rate of today, which is 168, that's based on children born in 2002. That's how far behind the times they are with their autism rates. These are the highest exposed group yet because they not only got the fully loaded backstock of thimerosal-containing vaccines, they started getting flu shots in 2004. So this is the highest exposed group yet. We're not even out of the range where some of the mercury was removed from these vaccines. So we don't know what happened after they removed some of the mercury from childhood vaccines and then added it to pregnant women. So it's just a complete mess. There's so much misinformation out there. And what we're trying to do with the film and our promotional tour and going around and talking to audiences is to really present the accurate science and the accurate information, because it goes far beyond that, as you saw in the film with the documents, all the emails, all the closed door meeting transcripts. This is going to be an insane problem to them when this information gets out to the public.
Now, the meningitis experiment, all of the participants died within the same day they were administered mercury, right? So it seems, wasn't that the case?
Some of them did, yeah. Some of them died the same day. There was a few other, of the 22 patients, I'd have to relook the study. Some died the same day, some died a little bit after. I think maybe one lasted a month or two. I can't remember the exact stats, but, you know, and then they just say, they use that study to say it's safe, but there was no autopsies done. More than likely they died of the thimerosal. We don't know one way or the other. And to in any way use that. In fact, I looked a few years ago on the FDA's website to see what safety studies they referenced for thimerosal. And this was the study they referenced, one where they gave it to 22 patients. And keep in mind, the exposure levels they were given to these 22 patients were at levels that they've already tested on animals, on rabbits, and it killed them all. So they were giving these same exposure levels, you know, weight adjusted and all that, you know, adjusted for the size, to humans after they'd already killed animals in laboratory. I mean, that is a pretty dangerous safety study to do when they already saw killed animals at those exposure levels, you know, weight quantity per kilogram body weight or whatever it happened to be, whatever the measurements were. But so it was a dangerous study to begin with. All the patients died, and then they used that safety study all the way till now to claim that thimerosal is safe. It's a tragedy.
Can you share the in your film, you give an example that I think is really a good illustration of what is a safe level of mercury according to CDC and what is actually in the vaccines. The swimming pool example, can you share those numbers a little bit?
Yeah, well, the swimming pool example, you know, the parts from, I think that's probably not as good of a reference as the EPA's guideline. You know, the EPA's guideline, let's put it this way. There were four different guidelines for mercury exposure. There was the Environmental Protection Agencies. They had one guideline for mercury exposure. There was the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, had another guideline. There was the CDC, who used the ATSDR guideline. And there was the World Health Organization guideline. And the interesting thing is the amount of mercury these children were getting in their vaccines in the 90s, early 2000s, primarily, exceeded all of those guidelines combined. I mean, it was far beyond. You get one of these shots, you'd have to weigh 551 pounds. And all through the 90s and early 2000s, two-month-olds were getting the equivalent of 2.5 of these shots. They'd have to weigh almost 1,400 pounds to get their two-month-old baby shots per the CDC schedule. I mean, this is astronomically, these exposures, and they never did the math. You know, for if we want to walk through the history, you know, thimerosal was introduced in 1931. For the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and through the 80s, children would receive four DTP shots, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, so 25 micrograms of mercury each, totaling 100 micrograms of mercury. And keep in mind, those exact same decades, autism was 1 in 10,000. It was asleep at the wheel. And also keep in mind, of the very first 11 children ever diagnosed with autism, the oldest, meaning the first one born, was born in 1931, the exact year thimerosal was introduced into these vaccines. So now you kind of follow the history through. 1 in 10, total cumulative exposure of 100 micrograms for all these kids, and the autism rate remained at 1 in 10,000 all the way through the 80s. And then all the published data shows that right around 89, the autism rate started to increase. Well, what happened was between 89 and 92, they added four HIB shots with 25 micrograms each. So they just doubled the exposures. So it went from 100 microgram cumulative to 200 micrograms cumulative. Then they also added three hepatitis B vaccines, 12.5 micrograms each. So between 89 and 92, cumulative exposures went from 100 micrograms to 237.5 micrograms just in a few years. And they never did the math until 1998. So by 1998, Congress basically forced the FDA to do the math, how much mercury these kids were getting in products, and vaccines was one of them. And when they did the math, you saw some of the emails in the film, it startled them. They were definitely scared trying to compare that, you know, run the math compared to the guidelines, and they freaked. I mean, they even mentioned, you know, they're going to be seen to have been asleep at the wheel, or asleep at the switch, I think is what they said, and they really started to panic. And then when they did that initial study, where they looked in the vaccine safety data link, where they have all these medical records of, you know, vaccine medical records for all these children, CDC did that initial study and found an astronomical relative risk. I mean, a relative risk that is above smoking and lung cancer, because smoking and lung cancer, smoke a pack a day for 20 years, you have a relative risk of 10, meaning you have 10 times the chance of developing lung cancer than somebody who doesn't smoke. Well, that's incredibly high. That's like as high as it gets almost. Well, they found with their first pass of thimerosal and autism, a relative risk of 7.62, ran it again the next month and found it 11.35 relative risk. They figured out the cause of autism. This is in November and December of 1999. And that's when the American Academy of Pediatrics and the United States Public Health Service issued a joint statement in July of that year saying, you know, we need to remove thimerosal from childhood vaccines as soon as possible. And that didn't happen. Everyone thinks, and you hear it all over the news, the next autism rate's going to come out, and they're going to say the rates keep going up, and mercury was removed so long ago. That's just the final nail in the coffin. Once again, I've been hearing this for years, but these people are so misled by the CDC, they don't even understand. You have to look at when they were born and when they were getting their vaccines. You know, I've been hearing this since the birth cohort that was born in the mid-90s, claiming that mercury was removed and the autism rates keep going up, and the children are in the mid-90s. So what ended up happening was, they didn't recall it. They continued to manufacture these vaccines with thimerosal loaded and given to children through 2001. And backstock of those vaccines lasted at least through 2003. So once that mercury was pretty clear, even though keep in mind for a long time they continued to contain up to, you know, 1 microgram in those shots instead in lieu of 25 micrograms. But as soon as all that mercury was out of those childhood vaccines, and we were probably resolving a big portion of the problem, 2004 they do the unthinkable. Keep in mind, this is now 5 years after they did the math. This is after they did study after study, manipulating data, showing and covering up the relative risk of autism in this mercury. And I've got all the studies that they did and all the manipulation, data manipulation and emails, 5 years of covering their tracks. In 2004, the second all that mercury was out, they added flu shots to pregnant women any trimester. It could be the first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, and they added it to babies to their first year of life, one every year after that. So now they've done the unthinkable. Okay, yeah, you're giving it to babies who, it's the whole theory behind mercury causing autism is it's hitting those who can excrete mercury the least effective. Now you're hitting the most susceptible of them all. These are the ones who can't excrete it at all because they don't have any mechanisms to excrete it yet. And we also know through published data and past tragedies that mercury given to a pregnant woman has a high affinity for that fetus, the fetus, and the fetus will actually protect the mother from the exposure because it all goes into the fetus. And that was proven in a big disaster in Minamata Bay in Japan, where a big factory dumped all this mercury into the river that fed the entire village the fish. And the ones who weren't affected, were least affected, were the pregnant women at the time. And, of course, the ones that were hit the hardest were the developing fetuses and other children and so forth. So giving a flu shot to pregnant women is catastrophic. We also know thimerosal by itself, through animal studies, will cause miscarriages, will kill fetuses. And then 2009, 2010, keep in mind, pregnant women were not only given a single flu shot, they were given seasonal flu shot, 25 micrograms of mercury, you'd have to weigh 551 pounds to get, and then a swine flu vaccine. This has never in history been done before. And, you know, this is all the way up as of 2010, and they're claiming mercury's been removed. The autism rates keep going up, even though their rates are based on children born in 2002. It's unbelievable. It's the blind leading the blind. And it's not even the blind leading the blind. It's the corrupt leading the blind, because the corrupt have figured this out. And we show all their emails in the film, and we show all their – and now we have their scientists talking. 17-year CDC scientist who did three of the big studies disproving a link between vaccines and autism has come out saying, yes, we manipulated the data. We found the links. I can't believe we're giving pregnant women flu shots with mercury in it. I mean, this guy is coming out wanting to talk, but he's limited to how much he can talk because of a lawyer, of course. But we had some transcripts that were recorded. We included those in the film of what we could, but there's going to be a lot more coming hopefully soon with congressional hearings and so forth is what we're hoping for.